You are listening to the Mother of All Podcasts.
Each week, we will break down a popular topic revolving around parenting and relate it back to our own lives. We're not parenting experts, but we're living out parenting each day and sharing our experiences along the way.
Hey everyone, so if you haven't already heard, Taylor and I are affiliates for the Go Guarded company. The way I learned about them is because I am a runner and I love anything that can make me feel comfortable on my run. So Jody Fisher is fabulous. We had an episode with her previously. She talks about the company and all the wonderful products that she has for anybody who's a runner, likes to be active, out, hiking, walking across campuses, walking to your car, any way to keep females and males safe in any instance. So go ahead and go to our show notes, click the link, use the code M-O-T-H-E-R in all caps. So that's mother in all caps for 10% off. And you will love this. I promise. You'll love it. Welcome back to the Mother of All Podcast. This is one of your hosts, Sam.
And I'm Taylor.
And today we are happy to come on and just chit chat. We are going to catch up, talk about sports and kids and the busy life of it, even though our kids are only 2, 3, and 4, and 5. But yeah, we are happy to be back with you guys.
Yeah. And like, I think about how we just pretty much just started getting our kids into sports, and I feel stressed out about it already.
Same.
And I know, like, I consciously remind myself that it's not going to get any better. Mm-hmm. Like, right now we have my daughter and son in swim lessons. And the way that it was set up was that they only had one option for lessons. And then they had options on Saturdays. But I didn't want to set up lessons to be on Saturdays because I knew that we were signing my daughter up for soccer, which the games are all on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, Tuesdays are our craziest day. Mm-hmm. And it starts with me picking up my son from daycare. Then I drive across town to pick up my daughter from preschool. And then we rush home. And I had my daughter eat dinner tonight at 4 o'clock. She had Easy Mac. Meanwhile, my husband, Brandon, calls me and he's like, "Hey, can you start chopping up vegetables? I'm going to make fajitas on the Blackstone." And I'm like, okay, we had planned on doing that last night. It didn't happen. So I'd also talk to him. Usually on Tuesdays, it's easier for him to take our daughter to swim lessons and then immediately take her to soccer right after soccer practice, which Sam and I, our daughters are on the same soccer team. And Brandon and Sam are both co-coaches. They both coach together.
He's such a funny coach.
Yeah. So it would make sense that he would take our daughter to swim with and then take her to soccer practice, but he really wanted to make dinner tonight. So I was like, all right, sounds good. So I took her to swim lessons and then I brought her to soccer practice tonight, thinking that I would do the trade off because our son then has to go to swim lessons like a half an hour after soccer practice starts. And I get there to do the trade off so that we can go and like take our time getting ready, blah, blah, blah. He's not there. He wasn't even there. I'm like, what the heck? I called him and he was at home. He's like, "Hey, what's up?" I'm like, "Where are you?" Like, he clearly wasn't in the car, Sam. Like, what are you doing? He's like, "Oh, I'm just at home." I was like, "You planning on coming to practice anytime soon?" And he was like, "Yeah, it's at 6:15, isn't it?" And I was like, "No, that's when it's over." Like, it's over at 6:15. And he was like, "What?" Like, yeah. Practice started at 5:45. And he goes,
"He's been to practice every Tuesday at 5:45. And he's
Yes. Every Tuesday at 5:45.
I laughed so hard. He rolls up and he's walking over to the field and he's like, "Sorry, I'm late, guys." And it's like 6:10. And he's like,
literally 5 minutes left of practice.
That practice started at 6:15, and I just chuckled so hard. And I went, like, dude, you're here every fucking Tuesday.
I know. Well, then when he was texting me this, like, this morning, afternoon, asking if I would take our daughter to swim lessons, I was like, that's fine. I guess I can just trade with you, our son, when you get to soccer practice tonight. He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we got soccer practice tonight, too. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, man. Tuesdays are hard. Tuesdays are hard. I have a lot going on. I like running around like a chicken with my head cut off today.
Yeah.
And then like.
I will say. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, I will say the girls love Brandon at soccer when he does Simon Says.
Oh, really?
And I have to tell you, our kids suck at it. I had to stand behind Brandon when he did it. So I was laughing so hard at both of our children. He at one point he said, which maybe they were being funny and just not listening on purpose, but at one point he goes, Simon says, put your legs in front of you. And both of our girls laid on their backs and put their feet behind their head.
Oh my gosh.
And I had to stand behind him and I whispered to him and I was like, my oldest is an idiot. Like, obviously, I don't think my kid's an idiot, but I was just like, I can't. At this point, I was laughing so hard, and I was like, I don't want them to see me laughing at them.
That's so funny. Well, like, last week, so Brandon went to the Cardinals game with his sister. They were celebrating their birthdays, so he missed practice last week.
Yeah.
So I bring my daughter and, like, took her to swim lessons, left immediately, got her to soccer practice, and I, like, she had to have been tired. She had to have been tired because sometimes, like we get, I've talked about this on the show before. Like, when my daughter gets really tired, it turns into like drunk sorority girl mode where she's like, cannot focus, cannot listen. Like, it is literally like trying to deal with a drunk person in college. Like, what are we doing? Where are we going? You know, like, nothing. And so you had them doing the cones. Where they weave in and out of the cones. Oh, my God. It was so funny watching her. Like, you were like, all right, you're going to go this way through the cones. And then you're turning and you're going this way through the cones. And she went, you had two lines of cones. You split the team in half and you had two lines going at the same time. She took the ball in between both lines of cones. Ran the ball straight down and like shot it into the net. And I'm like, what is she doing? Like, the whole concept was completely lost on her. She had no idea what she was doing.
Tonight was one of those nights too. Nobody wanted to listen. I even coach. So I coach. Tuesdays are crazy for us because I coach both of my kids. So I'm at the soccer fields from like 4:45 to like 6:30 every Tuesday. Because my youngest practices at 5, but as a coach I feel like I should be there early so we get there at 4:45. And then so then we have practice from 5 to 5:30 because kids at the ages of 3 and 4, and we even have a 2-year, 2.5-year-old on our team, their attention span isn't long, so practice is 30 minutes. We even have our kids now, we have like 5 and 6-year-olds on our team, or like we're U6, but we have like a 4 and 5-year-olds on our team for our oldest daughters. And they can barely even pay attention for 30 minutes. So, like, both teams are 30-minute practices. Like, nobody wanted to listen today. Whether it was my young team or my older team, nobody listened. For our daughter's team, I kept being having to go, girls, I did call your daughter out tonight. I said something, and I saw her chatting with one of the girls. I go, all right, what did I just say? And she goes, I don't know. And I go, okay, then you weren't listening.
I told her at swim lessons tonight, the swim instructor, keep in mind, they're like high school kids. Told her, like, okay, it's your turn. Start swimming down. I want to see how you try out freestyle.
What good and parenting she, like, prep underwater. For these kids?
It's really, like, I really try hard not to get involved, but she's, like, blatantly not listening to this girl. And so she's, like, going underwater, bobbing up and down. So she missed her whole turn. Mr. Holt turned because she was like, okay, we're just going to move on. We're going to go with someone else. So I walk over and I have her get out of the pool. And I was like, listen, like we've talked about this before practice, that you need to have good listening ears. You are being rude right now by not listening to your teacher. And you just missed out on your turn to actually swim. So here's the consequence. If you can't turn it around, I'm going to make your daddy make you run at practice tonight. And she's like, you're going to make me run to practice? I was like, I'm going to make you run at practice.
Make you run the 3 miles to practice.
Right. You're going to make me run all the way to practice? I was like, what? No, I'm going to make you run at practice. So then I'm like,
we make them run a lot.
Well, that's good.
I make them run every time at the end of practice, my 3-year-olds and their team. I make them run down the field so many times, I feel like, because as a parent, I want my kid to come home exhausted.
Yeah.
That and kids need to learn physical activity. They don't do it as much as we did when we were little. We used to go outside and play, like capture the flag, tag outside. What?
Yeah, we were constantly
So
doing
like
physical stuff.
Our kids are not as outside. Like a lot of, like nowadays we can make sure we contain our kids to our yard because we don't bad things happen. We want to make sure they're near us. Yes, crazy people. So we want to make sure they're safe, but they don't get the activity as much as they used to. So in my mind, every time I'm like, all right, who wants to race me down the field? And they're all like, me, me, me. And I'm like, all right, we're gonna do it like 6 times.
Yeah. Well, I like the crab walks, too.
Mm-hmm. Me, too.
Crab walks.
I tried that with my 3-year-olds tonight. Oh, my God. Nobody knew what they were doing. Like, literally, it looked... Okay, picture. You know a dog, after they go outside, and then they come in, and they rub their ass on the carpet, and they scoot?
Yes.
That is what, like, that is what all my 3-year-olds looked like tonight. They were just scooting their butts across the grass.
Yes.
And I was like, Tushy's up, Tushy's up. Nobody listened. And I was like, whatever. Just grass stain your shorts. Who cares?
Gosh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Tuesdays are crazy. It's, which I like it because it's only one night. I'm not running around multiple nights. I'm just getting it over with.
Yeah.
I will say I like that aspect because I'm not like, oh, Thursday. And it just, it's done.
Yeah.
I like that.
I will say that our Thursdays are a little bit lighter. However, we like the practice times for swimming, like they're a full hour apart from each other. Like, so my daughter starts at 5 till 5:35, and then my son doesn't start until 6:20. So it's just like
crazy.
It's just a lot of, it's a big gap. Big gap.
Yeah. So, like, when does their session end?
I think they have like 2 weeks left or another week left of it.
Okay.
And then the next session.
If it was going on through the winter, what I would do is pack dinner and just have them sit there and eat.
Right. Right. Well, and I've gotten lucky enough that I haven't had to have both kids for like my daughter's session. And then last week I had to take my daughter to my son's class at the end because Brandon was at the Cardinals game. But, you know. Like, that was fine because she's old enough to know that she can't go and play around in the pool, especially when she's not wearing a swimsuit, you know? So she was fine, but my son, I know that that would be very difficult for him to be there and watch his sister swimming when he couldn't get in the pool.
That would be difficult for my 3-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
My parents had my kids on Friday. And my oldest, my parents have a pool and it's still open. And as soon as they got there, my oldest was like, all right, maybe I'm going to swim. My mom's like, I haven't turned the heater on. You're not swimming. The pool's at like 70 degrees.
Oh, man.
And my oldest was like, that's okay. I'll swim. And my mom's like, no, I'm not letting you. And she's like, well, then just let me go through the sprinkler. My mom's like, it'll still be cold. And this is when it was, like, kind of fallish out.
Yeah.
And it's too cold to be swimming or being in the water. Mom's like, no. My oldest was so pissed. Because she thought, oh, I'm going to Mimi's. I get to go play in the water. But, yeah, she was super duper sweet about it. When, like, accepting it, I guess. But Yeah, they did, like, I guess my mom bought, like, almost every Halloween fall craft you can get from Target because they did so many crafts at her house. Mm-hmm. And then when they were there, it was so funny. Well, not funny. My mom called me crying.
Oh, no.
Well, it was, like, a sweet moment, I guess. My oldest, my mom had them painting, and my dad came out and said something. I don't even remember what it was. And he didn't understand, because if you guys are listening for the first time, my dad was diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia. It's a form of, or frontotemporal degeneration. It's a form of dementia. And we have a previous episode that I actually talked strictly, the episode is about that. And I'm very open and honest about everything. And so my oldest is like, oh, Mimi, why doesn't Papa know? My mom's like, well, and she's like, oh yeah, Mimi, he has dementia. And yeah. My mom's like, yeah, he does. And she's like, and yeah, he just doesn't know a lot, right, Mimi? And my mom's like, yeah. And she goes, but we gotta be patient for Papa. And my mom goes, that's right, we do. And then all of a sudden my mom goes, she got real sad. And she goes, I'm just so sad that Papa has that. I just wish he didn't have it.
Aww.
I know, my mom called me crying. And she didn't say she was, but I could tell she was.
Yeah.
On the phone. And she's like, I have to tell you what she said. But yeah, it was really sweet. It was really sweet.
Yeah. It is sweet. And for anybody who wants to go back and listen to that, it's episode 39.
39.
The heart holds what the mind cannot.
Mm-hmm. That's actually what my tattoo says. So if you think about it hard enough, the heart holds what the mind cannot, because they lose their mind. Sorry, just coughed. I have the worst tickle in my throat tonight.
Me too. I've been there. Like, my kids came home with the cough last week, and then just passed it on to everybody else.
Kids are such little petri dishes.
I know, right? Little germy germers.
Oh, yeah. And I've been, like, hardcore making sure that they're washing their hands and all that stuff. And I still feel like they bring everything home.
They really do. Yeah.
But, so, yeah, that happened. And then, little life update. We had Lumen Wellness and Counseling on our episode a while ago. They are two females who are therapists who started their own company in the St. Louis, Chesterfield area. And I actually started going to see one of the therapists there because I thought it would be really great to do it with my grieving process with my dad, because this is year 9 of his diagnosis and every year does not get easier. So I thought it was about time that I do it. But if anybody is needing a therapist in the area, they are fabulous. Like, amazing.
Yeah. They seem like really good people.
They are. And they get patients in really quickly. As a provider myself, I refer to them all the time now, and they have gotten my patients in so quickly. And, like, the turnaround for that, like, them seeing them and then my patients coming back to see me and, like, talk about it. And if I've started them on my medications, we kind of come back and talk about that. But, like, they're phenomenal.
That's great.
Yeah.
And so for anybody
who wants to see Aaron,
I was just going to share what the episode was.
Andy and Aaron are the two ladies who started it. And I actually saw them today. I can meet them in person.
Oh, nice.
I wasn't thinking about it. Well, I walked in and Sandy was sitting right there. And I actually just walked up and hugged her. And I was like, oh, hey. Like, she's probably like, what the heck? But That's then, Aaron came out of her office. And we talked for a minute before I went in for my appointment. But, yes, it was nice to, like, meet them officially in person.
Yeah, the majority of the people that we interview on our show, we'd never actually have met in person unless they've come to our, like, bar crawl that we usually have in May.
Yeah, exactly. So it was really nice to, like, meet them. And, and they have massage there and yoga. And
you had food.
Oh, and they had snacks. Okay, it wasn't just, like, water in the fridge. They have, like, They had like a whole snack bar, coffee bar. And then when they have a mini fridge, they have like soda. They have, I had a strawberry lemonade with my lunch. Nice. I brought my own lunch, but then I grabbed a little mini bag of popcorn from their thing. And then I grabbed a strawberry lemonade, but like they had soda, they had water, they had flavored water, they had lemonade. Like,
that's great.
Yeah. Their clients can just sit and hang out and have some one-on-one time with themselves before or after their sessions, and they have like a little table outside. So I ate my lunch there because I just came straight from work, and I had some time between. But yeah, so I just sat outside and enjoyed the weather until my appointment.
That's nice. And for anybody mm-hmm. who wants to go back and listen to that episode, it is episode 72, and it's called Lumen Wellness and Counseling. And we also have mm-hmm. a blog about them. So if you guys go to our website, you can find the blog.
Mm-hmm. Motherofallpodcast.com.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. But yeah, life, I feel like it's just been going so quickly lately. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's going slow, but quickly. Like, this year has gone by phenomenally fast.
Yeah, super fast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going camping in October.
That's exciting. Where are you guys going camping at?
We have no idea yet. My brother and my sister-in-law and my niece, who is one in November, they love doing stuff like that. And we did family photos on Saturday. Taylor and I used one of my friends from high school and college, who is a photographer. And she did my entire family. Like my parents.
Everyone in your whole family?
Everyone.
Great.
So we did. Yeah, so I'm excited for, like, those memories, too, for my mom to have, too, with my dad. My dad was so funny trying to take the photos. He's clueless. Like, you try and direct him on how to do everything, and he just, you would tell him something, look him down the face, and be like, I need you to stand right here, Joe. And he'd be like, it's 5 o'clock. I want to go home and eat.
He's very schedule-oriented.
Yeah. Like, pretty much, like, fuck off. I have one thing on my mind. I want to go eat.
And tell me what to do. I want my food.
Yeah, exactly. And he was so funny. But so we did that, and then we went. Shoot, what was I originally saying?
You were getting your pictures taken by Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And your whole family was there going camping.
Oh, camping, duh. And my brother, okay, for anyone listens, I talk so quickly that I just lose the track of my thoughts sometimes. But so my brother was like, yeah, we're going to go camping. We're hoping to go in October. And Luke, my husband's like, can we come? Like, my oldest has been begging. I don't even think she understands what camping entails.
Yeah.
But she has been begging to go camping. And so,
that's so funny.
My husband's like, wait, when are you going? Can we go? And my brother's like, yeah, you guys can absolutely come. So we're just going to go one night, October 14th. We don't know where we're going. But, I'm very curious on, like, how the kids are going to handle it.
Because gonna, like, tent it out? Like,
tent it out tent? Is what we're...
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real camping. None of this glamping stuff.
No glamping. And I'm curious to see how my children will handle it because... They do not do well, just even sometimes in their bed. They say they're scared. So I'm like, what are they going to do in the middle of the wilderness?
Yeah.
When they don't have their nightlight, when they don't have their sound machine.
Yeah.
They can hear everything.
Yeah.
Like, I even told my daughter the other night, I was like, if we go true camping, there's going to be no potty there. And she's like, then what do I do? And I was like, then you pee outside. And she's like, I don't want to go camping. It's like, well, that's what it takes, sister. Like, if you want to do the fun, cool outside things that we talk about, this is what it's going to take. Like, I am not going to be the one that buys a big RV or rents an RV or does that crap. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. I have a confession to make.
Sleeping in our car. What?
I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
I have never been camping.
What?
Yeah. I've never been camping.
Taylor.
Not even glamping in an RV or a camper. I have never been camping.
We're boring.
I went to fifth grade camp when I was in the fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And that is as much camping as I have ever done.
So we used to go camping a lot when we were little. My dad's family has property in St. Genevieve, and it's called like Seven Falls. And obviously there's seven lakes on like the whole, all the acres that they have. So it's like, it was like, you have to have a key card to get into. It's a, like, you pay.
Is it like an Innsbruck kind of deal?
Kind of, yeah. It wasn't as nice as it was. When I was little, it was kind of like, kind of trashy back then. Not as clean. Now I think it's really nice, but we don't ever go down. Like, we had a jet ski growing up, so like, all I did was jet ski like every weekend in the summer. But we would camp, and we had four-wheelers down there. And so we camped every weekend, and we have friends come down. But yeah, no, my kids, I'm excited to take them, but we don't have a camp or a tent. So we are borrowing my aunt and uncle before my uncle passed away. Used to go camping all the time. Like, they, like, crew camped. Like, my aunt brought her own portable, like stove, top, everything.
Wow.
And so she has a big old tent. So whenever we go in October, I'll try and see how big it is, because she said it's fairly big. So I'm wondering if we can fit, like, multi-families.
Mm.
That would be fun.
Yeah. I almost feel like, my daughter's gone camping.
She's still with
her parents, because they have a camper. And so she's gone camping with them. I don't know how I would do. I'm not pooping in a hole. Doing it.
So you rent a campground and they have bathrooms.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
You're over there talking about peeing outside.
Well, yeah, in the middle of the night. Yeah, in the middle of the night when you don't feel like walking 50 feet to the bathroom in the dark, where there's probably no light in there.
By coyotes.
Yes, I will piss outside my tent. 1,000%. Get me right out there. I will squat and I will pee.
I'm going to hold it.
Have you ever peed outside?
No.
What?
No. This is not something. Listen, I've realized over the last, like, recently that I feel like maybe I'm a rule follower, and that is like a social norm that I have not broken for myself.
I cannot believe you've never peed outside.
I've never gone camping. I don't know. I
peed outside probably twice this year, and I haven't gone camping.
Just in general, you've just been peeing outside?
So not like that. But like, so if we're somewhere and there's no bathroom close, I will literally just like pop a squat if we're in the woods and stuff. And I'm like, I'm not walking back. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. And I have, like, a very nervous stomach, Sam. Like,
really?
Very nervous stomach. We were in the Grand Canyon. In the canyon. And we went to Vegas this, like, past summer. Not this past summer, but the summer before.
I know, I'm glad we couldn't go. We were going to go.
I was having a situation.
Oh, no.
And Brandon, my brother Pete, my sister-in-law Allie, they're like, just go behind those rocks. Pop a squat. Get it all out of your system. And I was like, I am not pooping in the middle of the Grand Canyon. I didn't do it. Just did some deep breathing. I made it out of the hole before had to relieve myself. But good God, there was a moment that I thought, oh my God, I'm gonna have to poop in the middle of the Grand Canyon.
So this summer, I need to just text my friend Emily. I was in San Diego for my friend's wedding I was in. And Luke and I went hiking the day before. Because, like, wherever we are, we try and always go hiking. And we ate somewhere that morning, and it did not agree with me. I literally were walking, and I was like, it's going to come out. It's going to come out, Luke. And he's like, are you okay?
It's happening.
And I was like, I'm literally going to shit myself. And I'm like crossing my legs in the middle of this trail. And I'm like, if I walk any further, it's going to come out. He's like, okay, what do you want to do? And I was like, and we Ubered everywhere. So it's not going to be like, I need to go get in the car and drive somewhere. It's like, I'd have to wait for a fucking Uber.
Yeah.
Pick our ass up. I had to find in the middle of this like nook of the woods and just poo there.
Yeah.
Literally. And my husband's standing guard and he's like, oh, next thing here is you better hurry up. There's someone come down. So then I'm like, Luke, I can't just stop doing what I'm doing. Like my stomach is like torn to shreds right now. Like,
no.
There's nothing else. I finally was able to finish. And thankfully, because we stopped before we left and got like, I got a matcha and I had a napkin wrapped around because I don't like cold things on my hands. So yeah. I had something to wipe with, thankfully.
Oh my God.
And like, I was done with my matcha, so I put it in there so I could throw it away when we got back. But like, oh my God. Yeah, that was the one and done experience of something like that ever again. And I was like, I hope to God, literally the entire time Luke's like, I bet he's trying to scare me. I could have whooped his butt if I wasn't taking a poo. And he's like, hey, I think there's a snake behind you. he's like, don't let it bite your ass. And I'm like, if you don't stop, I will murder you out here.
Murders happen all the time in parks.
Exactly.
There's a whole podcast about it called Park Predators.
No way.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Have you heard of this? Have you heard of this podcast? Oh my gosh. It's so good. It's so good. They only do episodes like in the summer, I think. So like they do like deep dives. It's like a true crime kind of deal. And so like these people will get murdered in these national parks. From back in like the 20s or in the 50s, you know, so there some of them are like old cases and then some of them are not old cases. Like some of them are pretty recent, but most of them I think have been like the ones from like 100 years ago. Like those ones, I think a lot of them haven't or never like solved. But yeah. The ones from most recently, I think they're usually solved, but like some of them are wild, wild. It's enough for me to be like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't need to go on any wild camping, traveling on a mountain trail.
That's why you need your go-guarded.
Yeah, that's why you bring your go-guarded. There you go. Look at all these plugs. We're just plugging all kinds of things tonight.
Go-guarded. Yeah. For anybody who hasn't heard of go-guarded, we are, affiliates. Yes. And we have also had them on an episode before.
Yeah.
Go Guarded is like a protective device, multiple types of different protective devices for going running, walking across campus, all of those cool things. I have the Coupon. I have the pepper spray with the knife on the end. I have.
They've got another one with like the button where it like makes a really loud noise.
I have that one too. Yeah. For some reason, I couldn't find my Coupon the other day or for like past couple months and I found it in my drawer next to my bed.
Oh, wow.
I think I was scared when I threw it in there.
It's episode 50 for anybody who wants to watch it. Or not watch it. What? Listen to it.
Yeah, maybe one day we will feel cool enough to share our videos.
One day.
Today is not the day.
Today is not the day. I feel cool enough that we're on Discord doing our podcast. Kids at school. It was either today or it was yesterday. And they were like talking about Discord with each other. And I was like, I have Discord. I'm on Discord. And they were like, what? I was like, yep. And then I continued on with what I was doing. I was like, you're never going to find me.
Because your name is nothing related to who you are.
No. Yeah, they will never find me. Or at least I hope not. They're also very creative and clever. So last year I told them that we had a podcast. They were like, what's it called? I'm like, you guys don't want to know. It's about parenting. You guys don't want to listen to this. And they were like, what's it called? I'm like, I'm not telling you because I don't want you to find it. And then one of the kids I had in class was like, I'm going to look you up. I'm going to Google you.
If you Google you, you can find it.
Well, they found my Facebook page, and then they found that I had shared our podcast stuff. Mm-hmm. And so
on my Facebook, as my job, I actually have it as the co-founder and co-producer of the Mother Podcast.
You have it on Facebook to have that?
Mm-hmm. It's like my jobs. So then people can see it and they can click on it.
That's smart. I should do that.
Mm-hmm.
I have it on my Instagram, but I don't have it on my Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Man, life lately.
Wild.
Uh-huh.
Now, I will say, I think just like in general, I know we've talked about a lot of things and we've jumped around a lot tonight, but teaching so far this year
is a good
has fit. Not sucked as much as I thought it was going to.
Yay.
Yeah.
If anybody has not been around, Taylor has not been enjoying it as much over the past 2 years, would you say?
Yeah, 2 or 3 years. Ever since COVID, it's been really hard.
Yeah.
But so far this year, it has not been as awful as it has been in the past. So I'm gonna stick with that positive mindset.
Good.
And keep going.
Good.
So people ask me sometimes, like, how's teaching going? I'm like, well, I haven't thought about quitting my job yet. So got that going for me.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a win.
Yeah. So far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's been like, in general, I'd say the stress level has been much less.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe part of that has to do with Brandon not teaching anymore.
Probably, because you guys were always like on the go and coaching and everything.
Like, you know that like people make a big deal about teachers having summers off and stuff like that, but like Anna would work well over 12 hours
in
the fall. And then he would work in the winter. He would go and help out basketball games and wrestling meets. And then he would do track in the spring. And then I was doing swimming. It was just, it was a lot. So, now that we just have to worry about our own kids' sports, Tuesdays and Thursdays are a little stressful, but it could be way worse. You know, I think it puts things into perspective.
Yeah.
For me, at least, because it could be way busier.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very grateful. I'm grateful for all of that. So,
positive. I want to tell you guys, I was texting Taylor last night about my kids going to bed. I just got to say this. I talked to my therapist today about it. And she was like, good for you. I'm happy you're setting boundaries. My oldest last night, so my husband was watching football. And so I put the kids to bed by myself. And I was texting Taylor. I was like, I was kind of almost sending you play by plays. It felt like.
Yeah, that was pretty accurate.
Yeah. And I was even sending play by plays to my husband, not to make him feel bad or anything, but more so because I was like, it won't stop. And at one point, my oldest kept coming out of her room. It was like, by that time, it was like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it was late.
I was like, I've been trying to get you to bed since like 7:30. This is not okay.
Yeah.
So I locked myself in my bedroom. And before I did it, I walked in her room. I said, you have not listened. And I blatantly said, I am going to be setting a boundary. I am tired. I am going to bed. I'm locking my door. And she goes, no, don't. And I was like, I will lock my door because I don't want you to come in and wake me.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I took my husband and I was like, FYI, there may or may not be a kid up when you come home. You can deal with it when you get home, if that's the case. But I have a video of her knocking on my bedroom door. Going, mom, mom, mom. Like, knock, 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 mom. Knock, 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 mom. Knock, knock, knock. And I'm like, I'm laying in bed just videotaping, and I send my husband a text, which it almost sounded like a scary movie because I was like, she's back.
Yeah.
And my husband was like, OMG, she won't stop. And I open the door and I go, yes, what do you need? And she goes, I just need to tell you one more thing. And I was like keeled over. Like I was like, oh my God.
Like what else could you possibly have to talk about?
Yeah. And she's like, well, I don't think I actually gave you a hug and a kiss goodnight. And I was like, you did, but you can give me one more. I walked back in the room and I was like, no more coming out. No more. I'm done. No more. And then my youngest, who's normally the sour one, woke up this morning super sweet to my husband and rolled over because he went in there and she's still awake. And she goes, I didn't leave my room for you, Daddy. Are you proud of me?
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, oh, my God. But yeah. So if you're struggling with sleep, I'm in that fight with you.
Oh, man.
We are going through it together. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. Mm-hmm. I have a friend at work whose son is close to my son's age, and I think they've been really struggling with him getting a full night's sleep. And he's like 2.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think they've tried just about everything. She's like, I don't know what else to do. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's hard when you don't get sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That and our kids, they stop it. I'm jinxing myself right now, but for a while they're waking up at like 3:30, 3:45, 4 o'clock. And like, I wake up at 4 a.m. every morning to go to the gym, but like, I don't need a kid waking up at 4 a.m. when I'm trying to leave for the gym, because then I can't go.
Right.
Because then I'm going to hear, which my husband, he does a lot in the mornings for me. He does a lot, like probably more than he needs to, but he does a lot. So I can get my morning workout in, and so he can get his afternoon workout in. And so we are a sane couple doing this together and thriving.
Yeah.
And so if they wake up that early, I don't go to the gym because I'm not going to be like, well, I'm not going to let my husband not get sleep. I'm already up.
Right.
Might as well just be the one doing it.
Yeah.
So whenever I hear him, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Go back to bed.
Yeah, it's tough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But still really awesome. I was, before Taylor and I hopped on tonight to chat, I was aimlessly scrolling on Instagram reels and this comedian.
As we do. Yeah, kids go to bed.
Exactly. And this comedian popped up, and this actually was so accurate for me. I felt like even now, maybe, but he mainly portrayed it as like the infancy stage. And he was like, parenthood's like a scale, 1 to 10, but you don't have numbers 2 through 9. You either have a 10 or you ever have a 1. And I laughed so hard. And mainly with acting like infancy, like, oh, look at this beautiful thing I made. It's amazing. And then, like, go the fuck to sleep. Like, is what he said. And I was like, oh, my God, that's hilarious. But, like, it's kind of even now at, like, toddlerhood. Like, they're either, like, super happy and it's amazing. Or, like, you cut their PBJ wrong.
Yeah.
Or you peeled their banana.
Yeah. Or the opposite of that. Where they're like running around the house screaming just to scream.
Yeah.
It's like extreme. It's always mm-hmm. the extreme.
Yes.
Which, like, sometimes, don't get me wrong, like, I love it when my kids are playing together. Mm-hmm. But I don't love it when they're running through the house screaming. Because, first of all, like, it's not safe. That's my biggest thing, is like, it's not safe. Someone's going to get hurt.
Yep.
It's probably going to be my daughter because she's the clumsiest out of the two of them. But also, it's like, it's just so loud and overstimulating, too. It's just like the extremes. I can't handle it.
Our playing like that type of play now, even sometimes like Barbie and doll play, ends up in fighting.
Yeah.
And it's just starting. Like that never really used to happen. I'm like, oh, my God, we're getting to the stage of where they're going to start arguing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a thing. So if you want to pull out your little notepads or your notes section in your phone, I don't know where I heard this, but I heard it, so I will not take credit. But I wish I could give credit where it's due, because I've enjoyed doing this to my kids. when they fight or when they yell at each other and they have to apologize. After the apology, that's not where it's ended. I don't let them go on their own way. They have to stand there and make one sincere, and I am highlighting the word sincere, compliment about each other.
Oh, nice.
They have, like, and it doesn't count if they say, oh, I like you. That doesn't count for me.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, no, think of something else. Tell her something something good that you feel about her.
Yeah.
And so they will stand there and think until they can say something because they don't want to hear me say, doesn't count.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's smart.
Yeah. Because I want them to build each other up.
Yeah, rather than tearing each other down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know who I heard it from or where I heard it, but I was like, oh my God, that's genius. They're learning to compliment each other in good ways and hopefully improve their confidence and create a stronger bond with each other because Luke and I aren't going to be here for fucking ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they will always have each other.
That makes sense.
And yeah, so I was like, I love it. I love it. And the first time I did it and I made it, like, they looked at me like I was crazy. Like, what do you want us to do?
You're can't expecting you see me that I hate her right now?
Exactly.
How did you think that I would want to compliment her?
Exactly.
Tell her something nice.
Oh, you should have seen my oldest face. She was like, the way she said it was like a question. She goes, I like you. And I was standing there, I was like, no, say something else. She looked at her, she's like, I like your hair.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's so funny. I was like, and I walked away and I hadn't told my husband that I did it. And I walked away and I was like, we're starting this. And he was like, okay. Like, I guess, but okay.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, do you want to end of here, time?
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay. Like we've chatted quite a bit mm-hmm. tonight about stuff, so mm-hmm. we've gone through a lot of areas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So for our listeners, thanks for always hanging out with us. I hope you always feel welcome, like you're one of the gals just chit-chatting with a soda, a glass of wine, whatever you would like to drink.
Coffee, if it's in the morning.
Coffee. So thank you for supporting us and listening to us and sharing us. You can always find us at email us at hostatmotherofallpodcast.com, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then our website is motherofallpodcast.com. If you ever want to look through that, we have our episodes, we have blog posts, we have our link to our merchandise if you want to buy something.
Yes.
We have anything from long sleeve tees, crew neck sweatshirts, coffee mugs to go.
Yes.
Yeah, to go coffee mugs. Everything. T-shirts. Also,
I'm going to add to that if you go and do all of those things and you look at all that stuff, please, 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 please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or leave us a 5-star rating if you like us on Spotify. Mm-hmm. We would greatly appreciate those ratings.
Or do both because I love on social media, I love sharing our podcast reviews.
Yes, me too.
For other people to see because I love hearing them. Mm-hmm. Like my favorite ones that we've seen so far are like, I feel like I'm hanging out with the girls.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just chatting with my friends.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we want. We want you to feel like that because we are two ordinary, full-time working moms doing this for fun. We are not compensated in no way, shape, or form. Like, this is our hobby. We enjoy it. This is almost like our me time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole reason why we started this because we weren't doing anything for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So anytime that somebody gives us a nice compliment or a nice review, it always makes us feel good. So anyway, well, we will see you guys next week. You guys have a wonderful day.
And thanks for listening to the Mother of All Podcasts.